Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of my favorite regions in the whole world is the Côte d'Aron in southern France. And there's, yeah, I am half a dozen different red grapes that can go into it. And the variety that they come up with, all different permutations, is amazing. But what's really amazing is the value down there.
Absolutely. One of the consistently great values that come out of the world of French wine is, exactly as you said, Côte d'Aron, either the red or the white. The reds, which we'll talk about today, are all blends featuring predominantly, you mentioned some others, but predominantly Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre grapes. And they tend to be fruit-forward, full-bodied, and with good acidity, with blackberry, black fruit flavors, peppery notes, and herbal nuances. I mean, yes. That kind of describes what those are all about. Three big names you can always rely on from this region are Guigal, Chaputier, and Perrin.
So you won't
go wrong with anything that those guys make. All three of these producers make some of the most sought-after and expensive wines from the entire Rhone Valley, from Côte Rôtie to Châteauneuf-du-Pape. But the more value-driven Côte d'Aron's are reliably great quality for the dollar. And I'm going to talk about a couple of selections, one from Guigal and one from Chaputier, as well as a nice Côte d'Aron Rouge from a small producer, Michel et Tina Gassier. So from Guigal, the 2022 Côte d'Aron at $17.99 is really textbook for what to expect from Côte d'Aron Red. A blend of 50% Syrah, 40% Grenache, and 10% Mourvèdre. Because of the high level of Syrah, this will be on the rich side for a Côte d'Aron. Deep red, featuring red and blackberry aromas, which follow in the full-bodied, racy mouthful of wine. It wraps up with a long finish, nice balance between tannins and fruit. You really can't go wrong. Guigal rarely disappoints, and this wine shows why. Next, from producer M. Chaputier, comes the 2023 Côte d'Aron, and this has its own special name called Belarouche, at great value at $13.99.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Like the Guigal, the wine is mainly Grenache and Syrah, and the higher proportions of Syrah for me adds a little greater depth to the overall wine. Deep garnet color with an intense nose of blackberry and raspberry with pepper notes. The wine is almost juicy and plump with red fruits and silky tannins. Food pairing per the producer is roast lamb. Works for me. Outstanding value. All right. There are many smaller producers in the Rhone, seriously worth exploring. One of note is Michel and Tina Gassier, whose Côte d'Aron Rouge from 2023 is a really good value at $15.99. This blend is Grenache weighted, 75% Grenache, 15% Mourvèdre, and only 10% Syrah. Mm-hmm. Ruby red in color with black fruit aromas mixed with violet and anise notes, which is kind of cool, and a touch of garrigue, which is sort of a characteristic of the region. Velvety texture with fine grain tannins, also a very food-friendly wine. So there are a couple of good ones. We're going to put all these on the website so you can look them up and get the details and maybe even listen to the podcast.
That's right.
These are several good, outstanding Côte d'Arons to choose from. Each of these are terrific and showcase the high quality and value of the region. But for sheer bang for the buck, the M. Chaputier Belarouche at $13.99 is simply outstanding and therefore, for me, my wine of the week.
Good choice, Hugh. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.